Football is a game that has roots in many countries and brings joy to many. Not only does it serve as a hobby to some people, but it is also a way of exercising to improve your general well-being. In addition, it is a source of livelihood for others who play the game to earn a living. This is why football is a celebrated sport in Australia. An authority in health and wellness, Peter Biantes, has revealed that football is important to him. Peter confirmed that Australia has many football academies that participate in football championships. Peter Biantes is experienced in giving the right guidance, complying with the regulations, and many more. He is also a sports enthusiast and has coached many teams in Australia. Australian Football Teams and Clubs Australia has several football teams that are a result of the careful selection of players from football academies. Some of these players were selected as young as 11 years. Hence, they have to wait till they are old enough to represent their club to play in the U18 league. Every year, Australia holds a football championship match, so it is not surprising that there are always new members to join the U18 league. It is also the same for the year 2023 tournament. And those who don't make the cut this year can try again the following year, encouraged football coach Peter Biantes. The importance of the AFL National Championships. AFL football is a pathway program to scout for talents. The AFL is set up to give talented Australian footballers the chance to make their dream come true. Playing in the national tournament is of utmost importance for players who are lucky to do so. Not only that, participating in the match means that you get to represent your territory and state. The 2023 AFL Football Draft. Australia has just confirmed its 2023 AFL players to play in the upcoming tournament. These boys are under the age of 18 and are talented in what they do. Peter Biantes acknowledged that the process of selecting the players was thorough to bring out the best in the game. 10 players from the AFL made the team. All in all, 31 players are going to participate in the 2023 AFL game. This includes those from Tasmania, Queensland, and other parts of Australia. Featured players. Some of the featured players are Jed Walter, Jack Callanan, Jake Rogers, and many more. One of them, Jake Rogers, was the most valuable player when he played for the AFL at a tournament. The match was held at Marvel Stadium in May. Furthermore, Jake Rogers is a member of an Australian football academy called Gold Coast Suns Academy. This gave him the chance to play for the AFL Academy, leading the team to win against their opponent. Rogers' previous record. Rogers and 5 other players representing the AFL Football Academy participated in the 2022 Football Championships. But at that time, Rogers and the others were too young and only played as bottom-aged footballers. The players' coach Mark McVeigh, a retired sportsman turned coach, is going to coach the new AFL players. Mark was an AFL footballer for 13 years, appearing in over 230 games. He retired from the sport to be a coaching assistant at one of the big football clubs in Australia. Mark spent 8 years in that role before he was promoted to a senior role. Currently, Mark is the head coach at a popular club in Sydney. 4 other known coaches will be joining him on this journey. Interestingly, the 5 of them will form a panel of coaches to assess the players and the game. Training camp. Those that will join the championship match will go to Sydney to train and prepare for the game ahead. They will train in a football camp meant specifically for this purpose. Qualified under 18 footballers would all meet on the field. Players from different states in Australia would gather for a chance to win the cup. Additionally, each championship game is scheduled to occur in different Australian stadiums for 2 months. So, whether you live in the north, south, east, or west of Australia, you can get to watch the match. It is more captivating to go to the stadium if the stadium is near you. First match on June 4th, the opening game starts between Adelaide's Football Club and the Allies. This would then be followed by other teams playing against each other to win the cup. Conclusion: all in all, Peter Biantes advises you not to miss any AFL match. You would be surprised at how relaxing it is to watch football after a hard day. If you are interested in the AFL tournament, you can watch the live broadcast of each game online. Just log on to the AFL official website and you will see the latest match or upcoming game. AFL would also announce each team that will play against each other before the next match. Another way is to watch it on your football channel on your television.